The following program is brought to you by the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry, and I'm Pastor Schulze. The question I have for you today is, are you being led by the Holy Spirit? Our text comes from the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter. It says, "The wind blows where it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going." So is everyone born of the Spirit. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will guide us here in these thoughts about your precious kingdom. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now in this passage, Jesus explains to Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews, how the new man in Christ would be directed in the affairs of his life. Here Jesus introduces a new principle of operation hitherto only experienced by few in the history of Israel. The man of the new kingdom would no longer be governed by reason or by what he finds within himself, but by a heavenly source. Of course, when we think about the wind, we naturally get an impression of unpredictability, unreliability, confusion, and sometimes chaos. So we must look at the Spirit-wind relationship through God's eyes. The first factor to consider is that it is not the Holy Spirit, that is the wind, that does not know what he is doing. We are the ones who don't know what we are doing. The Bible says that his ways, God's ways, are higher than our ways. His ways are unsearchable. It is beyond the human mind to comprehend the things of the Spirit of God. So it is not the Holy Spirit who's confused or unreliable. We are the ones who don't know what's going on. Jesus affirmed this while he hung on the cross by saying, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." Not only do we not know what we're doing in our own lives, we also fail to know what's going on around us. For example, nobody in the world knew why the sun stood still for a whole day, except for Joshua. Nobody in China or South America knew why that one day was so long. Nobody knew what a man of God had asked for a miracle. Nobody in the Eastern Mediterranean Sea, except for Jonah's shipmates, knew where such a great storm came from or its purpose. Not a single Israeli knew what was going on when God led Israel in the direction of the Red Sea to escape from the Egyptians, especially because they knew that they had not brought a single boat. No, the Holy Spirit is not an it. He is a person possessing all the three major characteristics of human personality: intelligence, will, and sensibilities, that is, the capacity to think, to make decisions, and to feel. On top of this, the Holy Spirit has the three major attributes of divinity: omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. He has unlimited knowledge, unlimited power, and he is wherever you are. Think about this. Because of this, the Holy Spirit is incapable of forgetting. He never forgets where you are, what you need, and what you're about to do, and what needs to be done. He never needs a reminder. The Holy Spirit never makes a mistake. He never miscalculates. He never under or overestimates. He never lacks all the facts. He's never ignorant of what is around the corner. He's never early, nor is he ever late. By virtue of his attributes, he's capable of feeling, and he sympathizes with us in our feelings. Are you getting happy? Listen, you have something going for you here if you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. So why don't you want to be led by the Holy Spirit rather than by reason? It will give you a life of no mistakes, of constant fellowship with God, and joy unspeakable. No, my friend, you don't have to understand the ways of the Holy Spirit any more than you have to understand the wind to put your faith in it. He will keep you with pinpoint accuracy on the narrow way of his perfect will if you just follow him. Someone wrote a hymn entitled, Holy Spirit, Faithful Guide, Ever at the Christian Side. Does that fit in here? If you choose his way, that's the way it's going to be, ever at the Christian side. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. If you choose your way, you will blunder around your whole life making one wrong decision after another. The choice is yours. Now let's look at some of the biblical history on the pinpoint accuracy of the Holy Spirit. Going back to the first chapter of the Bible, we see that the Holy Spirit had a part in the creation process. It says the Spirit of God was brooding upon the face of the waters. What can you say about the precision of the Holy Spirit in creation? Is there precision in the way he created the DNA or the atom, or the way he placed the planets and the orbits? As he worked in precision in creation, so he works with precision in his saints. Many of you have experienced the pinpoint accuracy of the Holy Spirit at some time or another in your lives. Now let me give you some examples on how the Holy Spirit was leading Jesus with pinpoint accuracy. Remember, Luke chapter 4:1 confirms that Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. It says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Not only did the Holy Spirit lead Jesus into the wilderness, but everywhere else. Now here are three examples of the pinpoint accuracy of the leadership of the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus during the Passion Week. The first one, to fulfill prophecy, Jesus had to ride into Jerusalem on the colt of an ass. How do you find a colt of an ass? Can you ask around, or can you look at the ads in the paper if you have a paper? Jesus didn't either. Jesus said to his disciples, by the Holy Spirit, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. Oh, notice the exact place. It says the entrance of the village. That's where you find him. Notice the exact time, as soon as, and notice the exact item, that is the colt whereon never man sat. Do you see the pinpoint accuracy of the precious Holy Spirit here? Absolutely neither time nor energy was wasted in getting what Jesus needed. Is this the way you found your house, your car, your vacation spot, or your spouse, or the place to invest your money? Or did you waste time and energy in getting to the place you think, or the person, or the item that you should have? Oh, my friend, I hope you're getting it. So, this is what the Holy Spirit has for us. This is what the Apostle Paul said. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Yes, we can have that. How do we get it? By following the Lord. How much does it cost us? Everything. Does it take a while for us to learn his voice? Yes, it does. Now, the second example of the pinpoint accuracy of the Holy Spirit, Jesus now in Jerusalem needed a place to eat the Passover with his disciples. How do you find a place on short notice in a city that's overflowing with people from all around the world? This was the main Jewish holiday of the whole year. There were no signs out there anymore saying room for rent. What did Jesus do? It was a matter of hours before the Passover. Did he contact a realtor or a rental agency, or did he just ask around? He said to two of his disciples, "Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he enters. How do you know which man carrying water to follow?" Well, that one is easy. In those days, women carried the water. It was extremely rare for a man to carry water. How did Jesus know that there would be a man on that day, at that time, carrying water? How did he know when he would be carrying the water? How did he know which direction he was going to go? Again, we have pinpoint accuracy in reference to time and place and item. The Holy Spirit works with pinpoint accuracy. When Peter and John followed the man carrying the water, they came to a guest chamber furnished and ready. Everything was set up. This was the place of the Passover. Is it any wonder that not long after that, the Holy Spirit fell in this room and the church was born there? Praise God. Everything Jesus did was of the Holy Spirit. Everything. So, dear friend, Jesus wants us to have this. Engage your heart and mind to get it, so that you stop missing in reference to time and place and item. Now let's look at the third example of pinpoint accuracy in the life of Jesus during the Passover week. For 400 years, the Jews had offered up the sacrificial lamb of the Lord at the Passover. It was to be slain exactly at 3 o'clock on the afternoon on what we call now Good Friday. With all the madness, confusion, and last-minute trials of Jesus lasting all the way through the night into the early morning, how could Jesus be nailed to the cross and expire as the new Passover lamb exactly at 3 o'clock that afternoon? It is only through the pinpoint accuracy of the Holy Spirit that this was possible. Two lambs expired at 3 o'clock that afternoon, Good Friday. The Lamb of God outside the city on the cross, and a lamb in the temple inside the city. So for the first time, the lamb in the temple was rejected. It was no longer acceptable, but the lamb on the cross outside the city was accepted. Then with pinpoint accuracy, as Jesus gave up his spirit, exactly at 3 o'clock that afternoon, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom. Hallelujah. Now, through Jesus' blood sacrifice, we all can enter into God's holy presence. We all can have his spirit as he had it and walk in it. And now, my friend, if you like, here's your homework. Go to the book of Acts to discover how the apostles were led by similar pinpoint accuracy as Jesus was. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. Goodbye now until next week.